Good morning. Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of real estate investing advice. I'm your host, Victor Monash.
This week and next week, we are talking all about raising capital. And we're talking about the five principles of raising capital. We talked about relationship, trust, results, having a compelling opportunity, and alignment in yesterday's segment. And today, we're going to drill deep into the very first principle. Remember, you need to satisfy all five principles if you're going to be successful in raising money. So the first principle is relationship. Most people will not part with hundreds of thousands or millions of their hard-earned savings without a relationship. It's kind of basic, kind of obvious. And this is where I want to make a very important distinction between relationship and networking. Networking is that thing that you do where you go to an event, you hand out as many business cards as you can, and at the end of the evening, people feel like you're using them. This is not at all relationship building. Relationship building is much more genuine, much more sincere, and it starts at the very core of human relationship. Not all of your relationships are going to translate into funding partner relationships. Some of them will translate into friendships. Some of them will become mentors who may give you advice or may be advisors in your business. Others may introduce you. They may be connectors and introduce you to other people and other opportunities. In a genuine relationship, even if there's an imbalance between wealth to individuals, there doesn't need to be an imbalance in the relationship. When you have a genuine relationship, you'll already know what your friend's goals and objectives are before you even present the idea of doing business together. Now let's talk about the natural progression of a relationship. Think about this in the context of a romantic relationship. Two people might meet, they might go for coffee, they may go for a movie, and then a long way down the road, they may get together and decide to get married and start a family. There's probably 14 or 15 steps along the way. Now, if you skip any of those steps, you go from a normal progression to creepy in a heartbeat. And yet, it's sometimes we see people go to creepy in business relationships. It's not okay to go to creepy. Don't try and rush the relationship and try and accelerate the relationship building beyond the rate that it would naturally occur in the development of a normal, healthy human relationship. Genuine relationships are effortless. Remember, just like in a romantic relationship, if you're desperate to form that relationship, desperation is never attractive. It's not attractive in a romantic relationship, and it's not attractive in a business relationship. And if all those reasons weren't enough, also remember that in the world of securities, securities law in most jurisdictions prohibits you from soliciting from people who you don't have that friends and family relationship with. There are a few exemptions. I'm not going to go into them in this particular segment, but for the most part, having relationships and restricting your funding partner relationships to those folks that you have deep-rooted relationships is vitally important, in particular, to comply with securities law. So in the meantime, as you're giving thought how to build your relationships and develop the systems for raising capital, go out, make some awesome things happen, have a spectacular day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.